The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, you pieces of shit?
What's up, pieces of shit? This is another episode of Bro Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my motherfucking co-host,
Alex Scarlotta. Do I have a lab showing? Can you get close? Is there pussy out?
I mean, no, but you are teasing them like a slut, dog. You are slutty teasing them.
Sorry, everyone. I'm sorry, everyone.
She's acting up. She's on one. You can tell we're on one.
We're on one. We had quite a night.
Oh, we had a night, sweetie.
We had a night, bro. Do you guys remember Romeo?
How could they forget Romeo from the last episode, dude?
Dude. Can we put it in perspective, Romeo?
Yeah.
Let's talk the whole night out, because truly, I don't know what happened.
What do you mean?
I don't know. First of all, it's very unlike us to invite a complete stranger on the show. Mm-hmm. Even if we think he's hot or whatever it is, especially if you think he's hot. When does a hot guy ever have anything to bring to the table?
I would never think to invite a hot guy. Let me tell you, my instincts are on point.
Yeah. I didn't trust you at first.
When I follow my heart, she never leads me wrong.
That's true. That's because the universe loves you.
True. So, yeah, we meet this hot guy, Romeo, from the last episode. And
obviously, he and Kim are hitting it off. If you've watched the episode at all, he literally looked at her and said, "This is love at first sight."
He did, but he hasn't texted me back today. So I think that's over.
He met his love at second sight. He met another girl.
And then I couldn't stop telling him that my psychic told me my husband's name was going to start with an R.
He was like, "That's weird. Stop."
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. So Romeo.
All right. So after the podcast, Romeo, first of all, actually before the podcast, mm-hmm. Romeo invites us to come to this party, and we're like, "No, we can't. We have to do a podcast. We don't want to follow your 23-year-old ass to a fucking party."
We literally said we have to do a podcast, and he goes, "How long is it?" And we're like, 45 minutes. And he's like, "We will wait here. And when the podcast is done, you guys can come to the party.
You guys can come to this party with us."
And we were like, "No, we don't want to."
We had already told them. They knew how old we were.
We were like, we're 30. We can't be going to parties.
It was specifically
a
house party for a 21st birthday.
And the weird thing was, is these people, I guess it was a kid's 21st birthday, and his parents had done a staycation. They're from Florida, but they're from a couple hours away, and they had done a staycation at our hotel.
They were from 8 minutes away, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You're right. The rest of them were from, like, all his friends were like an hour away.
Yeah.
But the parents had done a staycation where they rented the hotel for a couple nights.
Right down the road from their house.
And I think this is very cool of their parents to do. I think they rented the hotel so that their son can go back and party at the house while they're not there.
That was the vibe, that everybody would like be at the hotel for a while celebrating together as a family.
And then at the night, whole the basketball son can have
team,
the house.
Yeah, his whole basketball team will be there with him. We'll get him dinner. We'll have drinks at the bar. And then he could go home to the house. Mom and dad will stay at the hotel. His friends will have a nice party there.
And we see him and his friends drinking all day. Because it's like...
trying to get their attention at the bar that night.
Oopies. It's like the hotel's so small and there's so few people at it that it is giving like Mary-Kate and Ashley...
Yeah.
What is it called? One Night in Paris? No, that was Paris.
That's Paris sex tape, dude. They have 1,000 of the movies.
But one of them.
Yeah, like... It's a Mary-Kate and Ashley film.
Yeah, we don't know what to tell you. Like, looking
also,
at the boys.
The ratio of men to women at this hotel is unbelievable.
40,000 men and me and Alex, yeah. essentially. And we're the hottest chicks there. We're the only chicks there that are under 50.
Yeah.
And seemingly the only, besides my sister...
The only, like, single...
The only... Not even single. Like, I just didn't even see other women. It was, like, a man-only hotel yeah, or something.
It was weird. There were, like men would go there alone.
Yeah. I gotta
it
go
wasn't
there
even
more.
Really couples. No. There was one couple we saw.
No. And so... Yeah, so they live 8 minutes away. And they invite us to this thing. And we're telling them, we're like, we're old. We don't want to. We can't. We don't have the energy. We're tired.
We're tired. It's already like 10:30 by the time we finish the podcast with yeah. Romeo. We're exhausted.
I give you a little mushy.
I had been on no sleep the night before is mm-hmm. worth mentioning. I had slept 2 hours before my flight and then came to Florida, surfed all day. I was the most exhausted you could possibly fucking be.
Yeah. And so I gave you a few mushies and
Kim's feeding me mushrooms to keep me awake.
I was just to get us through the podcast. And I think that we took just enough to get the energy to be convinced to go to this party.
Well, the thing that Kim said to me was like, maybe we should go to the party. Maybe it'll give us some more to talk about on a podcast. And I was like, maybe just the chance of that happening is worth going.
Yeah, so we go.
So we hop in the car with Romeo.
And his friends.
Just Romeo. We drove him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he hung back to... All of his friends left to go to this party.
You're right.
He hung back with us to do the podcast and flirt with Kim.
You're right.
So now it's kind of... We almost feel responsible to get him to this party.
You know, I love a man that will leave a fun time to hang out with me.
That's Kim's thing, yo.
If he just wants to be around me, it is one of the... I need to be loved.
She wants to be loved.
I just need to be loved. I love just someone wanting to be around me. I think it is like so sweet and so cute and it really makes me attracted to them. I guess my love language is quality time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so he hangs back. We drive to this party and when we get to the... And by the way, when we're doing the podcast, his hammer friends are like popping in. I love that we got this guy on video.
Was it him?
He was the one that popped
no,
in
it wasn't.
Behind
it was
us.
Not him.
Yes, it was. Who's that? Who are these people?
There's no way. There's Somewhere an entire... The party.
There's an entire party coming in right
oh
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell them they have to be quiet. If they can come in, but they have to be quiet. Shh. Wait, no. Really? No, over there. Over there. Yes, it
no,
was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it
no,
was.
No, we have him on video.
We have him.
Fuck
we yeah. have the person that we're about to tell you the story about on video, and we will
in
take
the
a,
last episode.
We're gonna take a clip of this motherfucker. How friendly he was before, because
well, we said come in because we wanted him to come in and watch the podcast, and he fully thought like come into the screen, say hi in the background.
And his douchey ass was like,
he was like, you know, like fucking.
And we
dabbing
were like, no.
Yeah,
he did dab. Yeah. Your dab was really impressive.
Thank you.
You've done that before.
It's because I don't care.
So, yeah, he was like dabbing. And then we were like, no. And he was just like drunk, right?
He was
and,
drunk.
And
he was having
fine.
A good time. His friend's 21st birthday. He's on
the
basketball
beach,
team.
And he was just
whatever.
Trying to be friendly. And we're like, cool. So then we go to the party. When we walk in, he is passed out
on the couch.
Face drooling like he had been sleeping for days.
And we're like ribbing him a little bit. We're like, hey, dude, what happened to you? You're up an hour ago.
Yeah.
We just saw you. You're killing it. What's happening?
We were being funny and roasty, like, oh, man, what were you drinking?
We are not coming into this party on the attack whatsoever. We walk through the door and are immediately, there's the two
hottest young blondes.
Girls to the point, young to the point where Kim turns to Romeo and she goes, let me guess these girls' age by their legs. These girls had the tightest legs.
They had the
dude.
Tightest.
They looked like
you know when the back of their legs looks like a Barbie, like it's smooth.
She'd been playing volleyball her whole life,
dude. Honey, she hasn't left. Those legs have never seen stress.
Never.
Those legs have never had to pay a bill.
They only dance on the dance floor.
They only dance on a bar.
Yeah,
that's what they're used for.
They are. These girls are adorable, and they're sweet to us because they're fucking
not intimidated by two old cunts that just came in.
Yeah. So we introduced.
By the way, we have to stop saying we're old. We're also young.
We're young and sweet. And we were so sweet to everybody. We came in knowing that it's like a little weird. We felt weird being there. We were like, wow, we've move past parties like this like 10 years ago. Everybody's playing flip cup.
I haven't seen a flip cup game in 9 years.
They're all lined up playing flip cup. There's like beers all over the kitchen. They got their weed outside. It's like, it's a great college party, but we're just not college party age anymore.
But by then we're like, we're in it, so we're going to commit.
Yeah. So we're like, but we're also have like this motherly vibe about us where we're going around. We're calling the girls sweetie. We're like, we're making sure that like this doesn't seem inappropriate.
We're saying we know our place. They're even like, "Do you want to do shots?" And we're like, "No, we're just gonna smoke.
We're just gonna hang out and smoke. We don't want
to." I said, "We're only just gonna stay for a little bit. We just wanted to say hi. You guys were so fun. We're gonna smoke.
We wanted to wish you a happy birthday and whatever. We're just trying to be cool, bro.
We're being sweet girls. We go out to the porch.
We're just being good girls for once.
Two good girls that just want to go to the porch.
We just wanted to make some young friends."
And we go out to the porch.
And everybody is vibing on the porch.
Vibing. I'm telling you, these young folk, sweet as pies.
They kind of get it. They were like interested in each other's feelings and emotions. They're like drunk and fucked up and asking each other about their biggest fears.
They're sweet.
They're connecting like college kids.
They're trying to connect. And they're also like very interested in us. And they're asking us questions. And we're in the conversation. You can tell they're very interested in hearing what we have to hear. Everybody really likes us.
Yeah. It was a great vibe.
99% of the party liked us.
So then, this kid that you saw last week, apparently, which I'm amazed by, he had popped up at one point in the party and come over, and he had introduced himself to me as Billy, which my mind went straight to Billy. But anyways, so his name is like branded in my head because it's Billy. I'm not going to forget Billy.
Right.
So then we're outside smoking a few minutes later, and everybody's talking about how Eric passed out and Eric this and Eric that. And I was like, guys, who the fuck is Eric? He told me his name was Billy. And Kim's like, who told you their name was Billy? And I said,
the passed out kid.
Because it was the only...
And that, those three words.
Let me just say, I meant nothing by it. It was just the most obvious way to describe him. He didn't have a ton of... He was the kid
that was passed out.
There were a couple kids with afros. I didn't want to say the kid with the fro.
We didn't want to say the mixed kid. They were all mixed.
They were all mixed. It was just the passed out. The kid who was passed out.
It was the kid
His
who
identifying
was...
feature.
And I swear, it's like we
that
said...
He rose from it's the like fucking we
said, It's like we said the N-word. It's like he... They were like, which kid? And you went, the N-word. Yeah. Over there. The way he ripped open the door and he goes, what'd you fucking
say?
What
the fuck did you bitches about? Just call me?
And Alex literally laughs.
Down.
She laughs. She goes, I said you were the passed out kid.
You know, because you were just passed out 5 minutes ago. And he was like, who the fuck are these old bitches? Who invited these old fucking hags here? Nobody even knows you bitches,
and
okay? I'm friends with everybody here.
And at this point, he's saying this stuff, and his friends kind of shove him in and close the door. And they're like, dude, leave them alone.
But Kim starts cackling with laughter, okay?
Because when he came out and he goes, who are these old bitches? And looked around, everyone was silent. And I go, oh, you thought you were going to get a laugh on that one, huh?
He goes, What you thought you were gonna make me upset? You're fucking 30. So putting stank on the word 30.
I was like, I'm 31. Actually,
she was like, but thank you for calling
me
30.
Thank you for thinking I'm younger.
She's using their terminology. She's like, oh, you thought you ate with that one. It was pissing him off. We're just roast.
I did use their terminology. I said, you thought you ate with that, huh?
We truly did not mean any harm to this kid until he starts making fun of us.
Even when he made fun of us and everybody was like, dude, chill. You're just drunk and they're having a good time. I said, hey, listen, to be honest, we said that you had the best shorts out of all your friends.
Yeah, we're trying to be nice. We're trying to be nice. Bring him back in, be like, hey,
do I hand the mess on? You're all fucking old bitch.
I forgot about that. He goes, oh, do I have the nicest shorts here? Fucking 30. And then when we started saying, we were like, yeah, we are 30. We're like totally cool about it. He raised it. He had to raise it. He was like, you bitches are 38.
He's like, what are you, 38? And I was like, oh, now you're pissing me off. Now you cross the line.
Like, 30 because you bitches look 38. Yeah. He's being so mean. And it's turning everybody on the party against him because they all like us, starting with Romeo and branching out to all of his friends.
Romeo's like, well, you're not going to make fun of her.
Yeah.
And Romeo's doing the protective thing where he's like, if you're feeling uncomfortable, I'm about to fight him. And I was like, no,
we don't need that to happen at all.
We don't need this college party energy.
But it's still, and we even right then, we agree to leave. We're like, Kim, I think it's about time that we get out of here. Well, we're going to leave soon anyway.
I literally looked at his friends. I go, does he own a gun? And his friend goes, and I'm like, we got to go. We're in Florida. Everyone has a fucking gun. There's been too many shootings. It's too hot out. Everyone's on edge.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go. I can't be getting shot.
We weren't planning to stay long anyway.
I can't be getting shot because I said a kid slept. I can't. I mean, please. We didn't do anything. We truly did not.
I was exhausted. I felt that it was also a power move to be like, you know what? We'll just go. Instead of like engaging with the guy.
And it was.
It was such a power move.
Not only did he go.
Tell you, we ended the fucking party. The
party left with us. They said, you are gone? We're fucking embarrassed of him. We're gone.
And so literally as we're headed out the door trying to get our stuff together and whatever, and in the kitchen, this kid is still screaming about how we're third.
People are holding him back from fighting us. It has taken such a wild turn. I swear, like, calling him passed out kid offended him so bad.
It hurt him so bad. I wonder what happened. I wonder if he got molested
while
when
he
was passed out. He said, I know you did not just say that I passed out. My dick isn't even hard.
He was so mad about it.
My butthole doesn't even hurt.
I've never seen someone so angry about sleeping ever in my life. And we did make the power move to leave. But then Alex.
No.
Forgets her phone.
I couldn't find my phone when we got to the car.
After we made our power leave, so then we had to beg Romeo to go back and find it.
I looked him deep in his eyes. I said, Romeo, I left my phone behind and I cannot face those people again.
And he went inside and found it, which was great.
Which took about 5 minutes or so in the interim, of which you told me that it had been 3 weeks since you declared for the first time ever decidedly that you could never trust a man named Romeo for no reason. You said that about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks prior, for no reason, I was talking to Alex and I was like, you know, I could never trust a man named Romeo.
It might be on this show. It might literally be documented on Broad Topics that she said that. I'm not sure when you said it.
Maybe. And then
when Romeo was in that house, I said, do you think he's gonna find my phone? And she said, I trust him.
I said, I can't believe I'm saying these words right now, but I trust Romeo. And
so I trust Romeo with my life.
I still do. I trust Romeo.
I would not have gone to a second location with a kid from Florida if I didn't trust him. He took us to somebody's house 8 miles away.
Which it was so far. We were back in my hometown.
8 miles in New York is a billion years away. When I found out it was going to be 10 minutes down the road, I nearly shat myself.
Yeah. So we go to leave and Romeo comes with us and his friends leave too, which I loved.
I loved it.
I loved his friends that were like, no, we're not going to hang out with a guy that talks to women like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh.
Well, they were all really good boys, but we'll get into that later.
Well, let's get into it now. They're such good boys.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant the ending of the whole story just really proves.
Oh,
the
yeah. They were good boys. So we come back to the hotel and you're fucking tired.
I'm exhausted.
And I think Romeo's trying to hang out with just me. So he looks at Alex. He goes, you look tired. You should go to bed. Not Romeo putting you to nappy.
He talked me in. Well, not only that, but we also, when they came to drop me off at the hotel room, Kim had to torture her mother with the thought of Romeo coming to sleep in the bed with us.
I did pretend that me and Alex were going to have a threesome.
Her poor mom was sleeping and she woke her up to be like, is it okay if Romeo stays in the bed with us? And her mom was like, no. And she was like, ha ha.
I had to scare her back, dude.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at Gas Digital Network. From the makers of Yo Kratom, it is YoDelta.com. Are you looking to get super duper legally high? Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will fuck you up. I've taken their gummies. I've taken their vapes. They're super dope. It's a very mellow feeling. And the cool part is that in the majority of states, this shit's legal. So you're not going to get in trouble for being high for the afternoon. You know, what a world. What a nice world to live in. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in one of these states where Delta 8 is legal, it's time to head to yodelta.com and stock up on this shit. What's Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and gets you high. At yodelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, promo code GAS, 25% off at yodelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
So
I go to sleep. I go off to dreamland.
And me and Romeo says, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know. Let's go hang out. Let's find something fun to do. And I'm not, I mean, I might have been down to fuck him, but I was on my period.
Right.
Romeo might have gotten fucked.
He might have.
If I wasn't.
I think he had a chance.
He definitely had a chance. But I'm on my period. Once you're 30, you're past just blowing dudes. If I'm on my period, no one's getting anything.
Nobody's getting blown.
If I'm
not a one night blowy, are you fucking crazy?
If I'm on my period,
we just met.
Not
you
only
want me
will
to blow
I
you?
Not fuck you, but I'll make the excuse that I'm a good girl, and that's why. I just can't. I would never. So
I'm
like
telling
him,
I'm like, my mouth. The flavor alone.
The flavor alone
is too spicy for me.
Dick being too spicy is really funny. I have to wash my dick down with milk.
When you get down there and you put your lips on, you go, I don't know if I can.
That's a little hot.
It's a little hot for me.
So I'm telling him, I'm like, well, let's hang out, but I don't want to go back. And I don't want to hook up. And he's like, we don't have to hook up. My friends are like hanging out. Let's go find them. So we go into the hotel room and instantly his friends think that we expected no one to be there when in fact I wanted someone to be there.
You wanted the hang.
Yeah.
Did they leave?
Yeah. They go, oh, bro. And they're like trying to be such bros about it. They're like, bro, we forgot. We got to go grab some stuff. And they're like, wink at him. And he looks at me like, sorry. And they're like, yeah, we're going. And they leave. And then the room's
smooth.
Just empty. And he just
smooth
looks at me.
Boys.
Now we're in this hotel room. It's dead silent. And he looks at me. He goes, sorry. And I was like, it's fine. And I was like, do you want to go like for a walk on the beach or something? And he's like, yeah, that sounds fun. So as we go for a walk on the beach, we pass by the guys that are just waiting in the lobby for Romeo to finish fucking. Apparently.
Not them thinking that he came in 20 seconds.
And when we came out, he was like, they were all like looking and I kind of laughed because that was the vibe.
Yeah.
That was the vibe of them being like, that's it. And he's like, we're going to go for a walk. And we go on a very sweet walk, me and Romeo
looking
on the beach.
Looking at stars together.
We're looking at stars.
We're looking for shooting stars.
This motherfucker says he's never seen one. He almost doesn't believe in them.
Neither have I.
And I see one behind his head while we're speaking of it.
Story?
And I tell him to turn around. And as he turns around, it's gone.
Story of me and my ex's relationship, by the way. Not the bad ex, the good ex.
Okay.
From last year.
Yeah.
Motherfucker could not stop seeing shooting stars over my shoulder. I nearly had to end the relationship over that.
Oh, annoying.
I was like,
I remember that annoys you really bad. You're like, I'm dumping him if he sees one more shooting star, stop
telling me about all the awesome shooting stars that you see over my shoulder. We're in New York fucking city, dude. I know you're not seeing a shooting star every night. You're fucking gaslighting me into thinking that there's shit
know,
in the
dude.
Sky that I can't see.
I don't know, because sometimes I see hella shooting stars and no one sees them and no one believes
in
me.
In New York? New York is crazy. He would see them in New York every night over my shoulder. Like I'm an angel who brings shooting stars that I can't see. Fucking annoying. I've never seen one in my life. Show me next time.
Yeah.
Why don't we face the same direction for the rest of our lives? That's how I felt.
Never look not where I'm not looking.
Why don't we just always be looking at the same spot?
Always look where I look, please. Or get the fuck out. So, yeah, I'm trying to show this boy a damn shooting star, and it's not happening. And we're just having a nice conversation about careers and life, and
he wants to be a pro basketball
player. And him have goals, and I like that. Mm-hmm. And he's very sweet and very cute. And then he doesn't kiss me. And then he says he found Jesus. And then that's it.
Do you, now he texted you for another day.
Yeah.
Do you think he really found Jesus?
I don't know, because I'm like, maybe he
told us he had two threesomes in the past.
He had two, but he told me he found Jesus last year.
So he found Jesus when he was 23. He had threesomes between the age of, let's say, 18 and 22. Yeah.
He was like, it was just too much.
Too much pussy was getting thrown at me.
Because he's so cute.
He's really cute and a very sweet boy.
And he's very charismatic. The only reason I talked to him is because he came right up to me and was like, hi, what's your name? And I was like, I'm Kim. And he's like, I'm Romeo. What are you doing tonight? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, you're so beautiful. Let's hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the perfect way.
And he was just never awkward the whole night. He just hung.
Kind of hung, just laughed at us being silly. We were doing, I know I like a guy when I can start talking like this in front of him and he still thinks I'm pretty. And that was really.
We were doing our Sue voices.
We were doing Sue and he was accepting it. And if you understand Sue within us, you understand us. And he did. And then he didn't kiss me. And then we were
because
just sitting
he found
there.
Jesus.
I'm assuming because he found Jesus, but he also wants me to come see him in Vegas in July. But I don't know if that's real, but I might go see Romeo and give him a good fucking in July.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Do you think he'd fly me in? Or
He's
do you think because
22.
I'm
22?
Do you think because I'm older than him, I have to fly myself in?
I think that he might think that you have the money to fly him in. I mean, the kid, he's a child.
But wait, I'm not built for sugar mama life because I want to be taken care of.
I know, but I think that if you were to actually date a dude who's that much younger than you, it becomes sugar mama life.
Really?
I mean, I don't know, but I know. I know nothing about their relationship, but that's what I pictured between Corinne and Dylan.
Totally.
I said, that's a good sugar mama, Dylan. You did nice.
Yeah, that's totally right. Yeah, Dylan fucking ate with that one.
He did. He ate good.
He was eating steak.
No, he's going to want you to fly yourself in, if not fly him in as well and take care of him. I mean, mommy.
Oh man.
You don't need somebody else to be mommy too, please.
No, please. I can't. Romeo, Romeo.
No. Romeo's out. I'm done with him.
Yeah, I'm done with him too, honestly. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry I'm done with you so quick. But if you want, Romeo, if you're listening to this, I swear to God, if you're listening to this,
if you lose Jesus, she'll come see you in Vegas.
If you want to fuck, I'll come to Vegas. But
you got to lose Jesus.
Okay, listen, this is the deal. You either get me a hotel or you got to fly me in, one of the two. I'll compromise. I won't have you get both. I know you're young. You don't have much money. If you get a hotel for yourself, I have to stay in it. And it's got to be nice. Can't be a cheap hotel.
Clean the whole time.
Clean hotel. I'll come stay with you. I'll fly myself into Vegas. Hey, it's $100.
Nothing.
Actually, you pay it. It's $100. That's insane. That's insane. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I can't make
that's, that's the problem with the younger dudes.
Do you think Romeo doesn't have the money to?
No, what? No, I don't. He graduated college.
Should I call him and see if he'd fly me into Vegas and see what he'd say on the pod?
Graduated college 2 weeks ago, I'm pretty sure.
Should I call Romeo right now and see if he'll fly me into Vegas?
Let's see if he answers the goddamn phone. I'm going to say that he's going to have an awkward response that leads to a yes that he doesn't know whether he could handle or not. But he's going to say yes now. I think that's the type of guy he is. Make sure you tell him we're on the show.
Legally. Allegedly. His name is Romeo Beach in my phone.
That's
what if
cute.
He hit end?
He's looking at the phone right now, waiting for it to stop ringing. He's staring at it so he could send a text message in a minute.
Please leave your message for 3, 2, 1.
Countdown. Countdown town, baby. All right, Romeo didn't answer. He's out. I'm blocking him.
You're blocking him.
I want him to fly me in.
No.
No, I mean, honestly, what would we do? He couldn't take me out to dinner.
No. What is he going to do in Vegas? He just graduated college, unless he comes for money, which I don't see.
He looked poor?
No. He looked...
normal.
Normal. Which, yeah. Normal when you get out of college, you don't have a lot of money.
That's true. You're right.
I don't know. I just feel like, if anything, you should be looking to date 10 years up, not 10 years down.
That's actually so true. All I want to do is date a dude that's like 42.
42 is the age for you. I could see it.
It rhymes. It makes sense. 42 is the age for
42
me.
42 rhymes me with too. Kim.
42, Kim. They sound exactly alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could use a 42-year-old.
I see
that'd
that
be
for
fun.
You. Like a 42-year-old who looks 42 but is so hot. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, you know that like hot 42-year-old?
I am much more attracted to older looking men than I am younger looking men. Romeo was an anomaly. I'm telling you right now. I dated a young guy when I was in Florida and he looked very young, but it was the thing that I wasn't attracted to.
Yeah.
I was like, it was very bothersome. He had the perfect personality date wise as someone I would want for my boyfriend, but physically.
He also had an amazing body that you kept saying every time you fucked him, you felt like you were raping yourself.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
I mean, young guys just aren't your thing, I guess.
They're not.
He
my
had a
thing.
Great body.
He
your
had
ex.
An incredible body.
Yeah.
Cute face. Very cute. Just too young looking, too baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can really tell the difference between a 23-year-old man and a 40-year-old man. I don't know.
I promise you Romeo would fuck like an 18-year-old.
Oh, no.
There's no way.
Romeo probably wouldn't even go down on me.
Mm-mm. Or if he did, it would be underwhelming. Nothing is worse
He'd
than...
He'd spell out my name. He'd really spell out the alphabet. Nothing worse than a dude that's spelling out the alphabet in your pussy.
Nothing worse than a guy who spells a three-letter name on you and says he's done.
I spelled your name.
It's the shortest name ever.
Can you do my last name?
If you're going to spell my name on my pussy, you better go Alexandra Elizabeth Teresa Scarlato. Thank you very much.
And even then, I might not get off.
No, and truly, nothing worse in this world than lying there and getting your pussy eaten when it's not good. And you're like, when do I tell him to
it
stop?
It starts just making your pussy feel wet. It's just like, it suddenly stops being an eating out thing. And it's like, you're getting it wet with your mouth.
And you're like, you're hyper aware of all the sensation because it's not like when it's a real pleasurable sensation, you can melt into that. But when it's not crazy pleasure, you're just hyper aware of
left lip, right lip.
Well, shit, I got a lot of nerves down there, don't I? Wow, nerve endings galore, isn't it?
This would be good if I was mentally into it. It's crazy how some dudes can eat you out and you feel like you're in ecstasy and other dudes and you feel nothing and they could be doing the same exact thing.
You know what? For me, I actually don't think it's the dudes. I think it's where I'm at in the day and stuff. Like, I could sometimes just be super into it and fucking loving it. And then sometimes I'm just like, I need this to stop. Let's move on to the next part. I can't.
Yeah.
It's totally my mentality. And I can't figure out what's what. I don't.
I stop that part.
I have to always say yes to it because I'm never even sure if I'm not in the mood until it starts, which sucks because then it starts and I have to be like, actually, I don't like this right now.
That's actually very true.
Nothing to kill the moment than being like, stop eating my pussy. I'm not into it right this moment.
A lot of the times, I couldn't tell you how many times I've just been grabbed a guys hadn't been like, just fuck
push
me.
It off.
I've literally said, just me.
Just fuck me is the best. But that moment, then the sex is usually really good because you're like, I really, truly just want dick right now. I don't
sometimes
want your dumb tongue.
Sometimes you just want dick.
Sometimes your stupid tongue's not going to be enough. I've got a tongue of my own.
Have you ever heard a man talk? Imagine that on a pussy. It's the worst, dude. Have you ever heard a male podcast? Imagine that on a pussy. That's what it is.
But then sometimes it's randomly the best. And I'm like, I could do this all
day. That's what I'm thinking of a woman. Usually.
Not as coming out to your sister today.
I have to talk about that.
I can't tell details.
Okay, we can't tell details. I'll use what I'm going to say is not actually what Alex said, but I will say it is.
I forget that Kim's sisters are her sisters, okay? So me and Kim talk in a certain way among all of our friends all the time.
Dirty.
We talk dirty as fuck with Sarah. Like, if you know, if that were Sarah Weinshank, it wouldn't be an issue is what
no,
I'm saying.
No, it wouldn't be an issue at all. But it was my baby sister.
So I'm
who's
feeling close.
12 years younger than me.
She's a full grown adult, by the way. You're 32.
Oh, no, don't remind me. You and Romeo's friend. And I'm 31. You bitch.
Rounding up already.
So, you know, my sister's gay.
Right.
And my youngest sister is gay. She has a girlfriend. And she didn't come out to me. I noticed on her Instagram that she seemed to have a girlfriend. She was hanging out with someone a lot. Probably how people see us. She was hanging out with someone a lot. And one day they posted like a picture, like hugging each other. And I screenshot it and I texted her. I was like, is this what I think it is? And she was like, haha, yeah. And that was sort of her coming out.
So cute.
That's it.
Very casual coming out.
Very
I love it.
Very casual coming out.
Listen, you know what? I think that there's something to be said about a casual coming out. I kind of hate the idea of the drama of sitting down.
I got to tell you, I think we had a casual coming out
Mom,
today on a wave.
Dad, I'm gay. That must be the worst moment ever. You have to, even if you think they're going to take it wrong, this is some advice from a straight person to the gay fans, okay? If you haven't come out yet, even if you think somebody's going to take it badly, the more dramatic you make it, the more dramatic it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay? Casual.
Casual.
Drop it on them. Like, it's
don't
nothing.
Don't make
because
a cake.
Because it is.
Don't make a cake. Just be like, oh, you know.
I like men. Say it if you're a boy.
And we did that with my sister today. We're just talking about her girlfriend and stuff.
Well, she was talking about, like, when she realized she was gay, how she used to date dudes.
And she, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was starting to make me think I was gay. She was like, I just hate when they kiss me a lot. I was like, same. She was like, and then they're near me. And yeah, I was like, do I hate men?
Yeah, she was like, then I had this boyfriend who always wanted to hold my hand. And I was like, man, your hands are kind of sweaty. I'm not feeling it. I was like, I feel that sometimes too.
Me too. Me too. And then so me and Alex are both like, I was like, yeah, I mean, I was like,
we're probably gay too.
No, I was like, yeah, you're kind of making me feel gay, Cambria. Can we edit out her name? 31.
I think you said it on the last show too.
Did I?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm like, can we, I'm like, can, you know, you're making me feel good. And I was like, ah, it's not like I don't like, I don't like girls. I mean, I think they're attractive and sometimes I'm like sexually attracted to them, but I don't like them. I like guys, I think. I like guys. I just can't stand them, but I like them. And Alex is like, oh, yeah, me? I tried to suck and fuck a girl once, and boy, did I get scared. I was just trying to... You know, me and my sister are paddling out, having a...
I couldn't stop paddling between them, by the way.
Sweet talk about sexuality, like, very innocent of me being like, yeah, I'm sometimes attracted, you know, like, we're having, like, a normal talk about sexuality. And the way Alex
and
would
I
come in
and
between...
I had a chance with a girl once. Blew it.
Alex would come up with the most raunchy fucking story.
Yeah, her tits were out in front of me and I wanted to touch them. But
her
I
tits
was like,
were out. She was pregnant. She was squirting the milk in my eye and I was like, I love milk, but these titties not doing it for me. And my sister was like, and I looked at her and I was like, I don't know. Sorry.
She felt like a friend. What do you want? The girl's 20. She can deal with it.
I mean, we were having such a great time. And then it'd get quiet and me and Cameron stopped talking about sex and Alex would come up. And just in the quietest moments, she'd pat
on the tip. Yeah, I was sucking and fucking this girl.
It was so fucking intense, dude. You were so sexually...
The whole point of the story was how... I wasn't able to do anything with this girl because she was so intimidating. I was saying that I'm attracted to women, but put in the moment, if boobs are out in front of me, I can't reach out and touch them. I just can't. There's something about it where I'm like, it seems disrespectful for me to touch this girl. I feel disrespectful.
I grabbed a titty last month.
Really? How? Mm-hmm. You didn't feel like you were disrespecting
her? This girl put my hand up her shirt.
Well, that...
She said,
I guess if a girl,
you know how she did it too?
How?
This is how I got hit on. This is how I touched my first, well, my second boob. This is how I touched
this
my second.
This is your first like sexual boob or your second sexual
this
boob?
This is my first sexual boob.
Yeah,
this
so that's your first boob.
This is my first boob and this is how she did it. She goes, she went like this. And I was like, what? And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, what? And she's like, feel this. And she put my hand on her shirt and she was like, no, higher. And then my hand was over her boob. I was like, that's just your boob. And she was like, yeah.
That's kind of cute. Was she cute?
She was so cute. And I was like,
my heart would have stopped.
It did. I was like, I just threw up in my mouth. I gotta go. I'm nervous.
That would make me so nervous.
It made me so nervous. I yanked my hand down and I was like, I liked it.
Dude, okay, I've seen boobs in front of me that I wanted to touch and that I was literally allowed to touch that I couldn't bring myself to touch.
Yes.
I felt like it was like they were her boobs and that like if I touched them that I was being like too much. I don't know how to put it. I just felt like and this girl was into me. It's been stated. She wanted it. I couldn't do it. I don't know what happened. I'm not as bi as I thought.
I think sometimes I think that about myself. I'm like, maybe I just like the...
Because in the moment, with a pussy in front of you, you don't get hungry, right?
Well, as soon as the boob was in my hand, I said, I got to go home. I got to go home and wash this hand. I still feel it on there.
I got to go home and touch my own boobs for a little, get back used to them.
I felt like I betrayed my own titties just now by latching on to yours.
But it's annoying because women are truly so beautiful that I truly think that I'm attracted to them. I could like watch lesbian porn and be really into it and be thinking to myself like, oh, that'd be really hot. But then in person? No.
Whenever I watch a lesbian porn, I go, this is what I want for the rest of my life. Right? And the second I see a woman that wants to fuck me, I go, get away from me. I want a sweaty man with hairy balls.
I want the ugliest man you could find.
Please, please give me a man. Sexually, I just love dick, dude.
I love dick so much.
I love dick.
Everybody knows I love dick.
I can't. Everyone knows I love dick. I got a passion for dick.
Yes.
I got a passion for dick, and I'm trying to make pussy a side hobby that I'm not good at.
Yeah, but I almost want to just dabble in pussy. I just want to dip my toe in.
I want to dabble in pussy like the way I want to learn archery, though. Like, it looks cool until I have the thing in my hand, and it's, like, heavy, and it's, like, then I shoot it a few times. I go, ah.
Yeah.
But then I see it on video again. I go, I feel like I could do that, actually.
I think I could do it,
I know
yeah.
I tried the first
come
time.
Come on, give it to me.
Come on. Give me the archery thing. Give me the... You know, you ever see the people making the clay things that spin?
I want to do pottery so badly.
I go, I could make that.
I could make five of them in a minute.
Of course. That's how I feel about pussy.
Dude.
I feel like
too.
I could, and I don't think I actually can.
It is so scary. I actually don't know how men talk to women. I don't know how any man has the confidence to touch one of us. Are you crazy?
We're beautiful.
I could not touch another woman like that.
I can't believe that they think they should.
They think that they have the goddamn right to put their hands on our boobs and shit.
That's so hot. I can't believe I've let a man touch me. I can't believe I've allowed it.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's truly insane how... The spell that dick has over us.
Dick?
Dick cast a spell on me when I was about 15 and a half years old.
You know, I didn't enjoy having sex until I was like 23 or 24. Actually, this is really embarrassing. I got fully fucked the best fuck of my life on my 30th birthday.
That's not embarrassing. I think that's normal. I think
around
sex 30? Should get better as you get older. Teenagers don't know how to do it. They're all doing it
my
for the first time.
When I woke up and I was 30 and one day old, I became a woman. That is the day.
Her cherry popped.
That is the day I became a fucking woman. Well, sew my hymen back in at 29 because I got fucked for the first time at 30.
Wow.
I had to block the guy.
Yeah. I remember you talking about him for a good while. And
I was like, I could not believe someone could have a dick the way he had a dick.
Yeah.
And then the thought that he was just throwing it around was fucking upsetting me. I couldn't believe it.
That it was just going on.
I wanted it to be mine for the end of time.
Yeah.
I wanted to ride that thing off into the sunset. I wanted to be on his dick, and as we rode off, there were just tin cans that said "just married"
just
on my
married.
Back. When you find a dick like that, you go, "I will cook, I will clean." The thing is, I'm a very, I feel like I am mostly like in my life, I lean masculine. I like masculine things. I like sports. I like jujitsu. I like surfing, snowboarding.
Well, you have a little bit of a masculine energy in a certain way as well, in terms of like you like command attention like a dude and stuff like that, for sure.
When a man is a man in front of me, the way that I will cower like a woman oh, I will get on my knees. I will cook for you in the morning. My voice, it becomes like
softer.
You saw it.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've seen it this weekend.
I've seen it a few times.
Who hit on me that backed me down recently? Was it Romeo? No.
Maybe Romeo.
It was someone else. They hit on me. And
no, it was at the pizzeria. Mike at the pizzeria.
Mike from the pizzeria.
Did we tell this? I don't think
so. We didn't talk about Mike from the pizzeria. Mike from the pizzeria is a perfect example of how a man can make me, a very alpha man can make me really soften.
I think we might have talked about this on the balcony episode.
I can't remember, but this man said no to Alex in front of me and Mike really softened your girl up.
Yeah.
He told me right in my face. I said, I like your freckles. He goes, I like your face. And I was like, oh. And then he was like, what are you doing later? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, I think you're really cool. Let me take your number. Maybe take you out sometime. And I was like, I was like, I like your face. And then he was like, I like you. And I was like, oh.
She turned on a fucking dime, dude. She became a shy little girl who's never spoken to a man like you before.
I just get shy.
Yeah.
If I like a guy, oh, the way I'll wake up before he wakes up.
Yeah.
So I can make him coffee. I'll bust out homemade biscuits and gravy.
Your homemade biscuits and gravy are the best fucking thing in the world, dude. I've had the honor of Kim's homemade biscuits and gravy, and honestly, fuck her and treat her right, because you'll get the biscuits and the gravy.
You'll get the biscuits and gravy. I'll make you
eggs. Sounds like you're pussy and wet. Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy it is. If you fuck me right, I'll make you biscuits and gravy. You can lay on my lap. I like to rub your hairs.
I love rubbing a head. Rubbing a man's head.
I'll rub your hair. I love rubbing a man's head.
Mm-hmm.
I'll rub your feet.
I'll give you a good head rubbings, make you fall asleep.
I'll give you a head rubbing. I'll just suck your dick out of nowhere if you're good to me.
Pop. Pop.
No spicy there. Pour milk on it.
Pour a little milk on that sucker.
What I'm saying is, if you're out there, come find me. Don't come find me. There's thousands of people that listen. Listen, I take that back. I don't. If you're listening to this, I'm not specific.
You have to be so specific with what you want from the universe.
Listen, if you're out there and you're my dream man that I've been imagining in my head, that's the one I want, Uni. I want him to be tall. I want him to be handsome. I want him to be charismatic. I want him to be obsessed with me.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. I want him to just look at me and be like, that is the funniest, coolest woman in the world. I want his family.
You need to drop everything for Kim, basically. But it's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
You have to know that it's worth it.
You have to know that it's worth it, and you have to be excited to drop everything for me.
Yeah. Which is, I think, what everybody deserves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll drop everything for you.
Yeah.
I'll drop my stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Except everything I love. Let's end the podcast there.
Okay. This was a fun one.
This was a fun one. Romeo, if you're out there, call me.
Romeo, if you want to see her again, you have to fly her to Vegas. Saving up, baby boy, because she's expensive.
Break that piggy bank and come fly me out, baby sweetie. Alex,
Romeo would go broke trying to support you. Romeo would wreck his entire future career trying to support you right
He'd
now.
Be done.
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 Sorry, boy.
All right. Where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. Check out Stick and Portly, Watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks, only on GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. And if you head to GasDigitalNetwork.com, you could use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX, for a 7-day free trial with access to every single episode of this show on demand from day one to right now, baby boys, which you cannot find everywhere else on iTunes and YouTube. You also get bonus content, live chat, all the good stuff at GasDigitalNetwork.com. So use promo code TOPICS. Go do that. If you are not in the budget to do that right now, at least leave a couple comments on a YouTube video. Subscribe. Maybe leave us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Help out the algorithm.
Help us. Help us help you.
Yes. And are you done?
Yeah.
Sorry. And you guys can follow me on Instagram at Kim Congdon, on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Check out my other podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Weinchenk. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.